I have so many announcements that I'm very sorry that I didn't just print something up to pass out. Tomorrow night at Pima College, David Wojahn will be reading, and that's at the downtown campus. I'm sorry I can't give you the room number. 209, thank you, Jim. Room 209, the downtown campus. That's just west of Speedway and Stone. And on Monday night, Jim Hayen will be reading at Pima College. Is that downtown too? Okay. If you want to call us, we'll have the information at the Poetry Center. Our next reading is a week from tonight in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union, and the readers will be four MFA candidates, Gary Eddy, Judy Kleck, Joe Powell, and Ron Stottlemyre. That's 8:30 in the Terrace Lounge. The Drama Department, in cooperation with the English Department and, of course, the Poetry Center, is presenting Edward Albee a week from tomorrow. That's the 7th of February, in the ballroom of the Union. And that's at 7:30 in the evening. And so don't come like you do here. I have quite a few copies of the entry forms and rules for the contest. The entries for the contest are due 2 weeks from Friday, no later than February 15th. The judge of the contest this year is Thomas Lux. The first prize is $100 from the Academy of American Poets. Did I miss anything? I hope you can come to the Union to meet Patricia Hample after the reading at the Terrace Lounge. Patricia Hample comes to us from St. Paul, Minnesota, from the coal country. She's published one book of poems with University of Pittsburgh Press called Woman Before an Aquarium. Her work has appeared in all the usual poetry magazines, in addition to some of the more important ones like Paris Review and The New Yorker. She writes short stories, memoirs, essays, nonfiction articles, as well as poetry. She's currently the recipient of a Bush Foundation grant, which is supporting her as a full-time writer this year. We're very happy to introduce Patricia Hample.